This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Final days of the election campaign, circling back to do a few more candidate interviews. Republican candidate for Congress Monique Despain back on. Monique, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, closing days, how are you feeling about this race right now?
I am feeling very excited and optimistic and encouraged that we are going to bring the change that so many people have been seeking for a while now. You know, these elections are about choice and contrast, and our 4th District, this election is so critical because we need change. We get the government we elect, and I think people are just so fed up with corrupt career politicians that they are eager to get to the ballots, and I'm just encouraging everybody to encourage their friends to do the same, because we get the government we elect.
Right now in Douglas County, our voter turnout is fairly quite a bit less than normal for a presidential race. I don't know if you're monitoring other counties in the district and seeing similar lighter turnouts than you would expect.
Well, we are monitoring it daily. It's different across every county. I just was reading that Coos County, people didn't receive their ballots, so they're encouraged, because if you don't have them by now, there's a problem, and you should go to your local elections office and get your ballot, and you should do that today. Also, you can check your status of your ballot and your registration at OregonVotes.gov/myvote. I encourage everybody to get active and where their ballots are and get them turned in.
Do you feel like the intense presidential race kind of overextends everybody else's race? Is that the one that's getting all the attention?
Well, everything's connected, of course. Certainly, there's an impact. It could increase turnout. There are people that vote for the presidential race and skip the down ballot races, which is just defying common sense, because local policies, local elected officials are very much impacting our lives. That's why I'm running for the 4th District, where I'm running against a corrupt career politician who's under federal investigation for a pay-to-play scheme. You probably all know that story, but we're not getting the representation we need locally with our 4th District Congresswoman, and there's just all down the ballot, all of these state rep positions make a difference as to how your life is. And so we all have to take personal responsibility to step up and get those votes in and vote the whole ballot. And there's some people not voting for president and voting down the ballot. But just everybody needs to step up and do their part.
You picked up an endorsement in the last week or so from Citizens for Sensible Forest Management. Talk about that.
Well, I'm very proud to have their endorsement. They recognize me as an authentic representative of this district. The wildfires that are decimating our beautiful forests, 86% of the district is comprised of forests. And they recognize the messaging and my capacity to deliver results that I've been laying out all year long with my campaign. We have to prevent these fires. We have to bring common sense back to the table and access the natural resources, harvest the timber that our communities relied on so heavily for funding law enforcement, schools. All of our community resources have been depleted. And furthermore, depleted by the influx of crime and drug and human trafficking. So they recognize me as someone who's capable of delivering results and walking the talk, as opposed to Val Hoyle. Now, there was just a bill passed. Thank goodness that it did pass the House of Representatives. House of Representatives called Fix Our Forest Act, FOFA, and that's a very transformative bipartisan bill that addresses the prevention of these wildfires. Val Hoyle actually voted against it, stunning all the organizations and people that are concerned about reducing these wildfires and accessing timber resources.
Talk about the main issues that have really motivated your race, or the things that kind of come to the top when you think about what you would like to go after if you're elected.
Well, I'm running on a platform of public safety, economic prosperity, and affordable economy, and holding our government accountable, to be transparent and accountable to us. And just this, what I just mentioned on wildfires, our public safety disaster and the funding that we relied on from managing forests and accessing timber are affected by that. And the transparency, it's a corrupt industry. Obviously, timber and the firefighting. Anyway, public safety starts with a secure border, and it's just not secure, and no representative of the American people has any business in the House of Representatives that doesn't make national security a priority. To conflate immigration with border security, national security is disingenuous. Yes, we need immigration reform, and we have for decades, but we have a crisis at our border. I just read an ICE report back in July. It was reported that 650,000 migrants with criminal records have been caught and released into the United States. That's just unacceptable. These are convicted criminals and pending prosecution criminals from crimes they committed in their countries of origin. 107,000 fentanyl deaths this year. Almost every day, I meet somebody who's been affected by fentanyl. Just spoke with a family in Roseburg today about their 24-year-old daughter who died taking a pain medication, a pharmaceutical drug that was laced with fentanyl. She had just completed college, 24 years old. She's now dead from taking that one pill that was laced in fentanyl. All that fentanyl is coming over the border, and this is widely reported by sheriffs, by Border Patrol. We need serious representation that's going to secure our border.
Talk a bit, again, if folks haven't heard a little bit about your background and why you feel that that qualifies you to run for Congress.
Well, I'm a retired Air Force colonel. I served 30 years in our Air Force on active duty and in the Oregon National Guard and in the reserve. I was a JAG for 20, a military lawyer, advising commanders and rendering legal advice to service members from all branches, all ranks, and conducting a lot of investigations and such. So as a military lawyer, and then at the same time, I've been a private sector attorney practicing law in the state to Oregon, and bringing people together to resolve problems. People in conflict that'll never agree on everything, but I have been paid and successful at bringing people to solutions. And this, I think, of course, qualifies me with my legal background to stand up for Oregon in Washington, D.C. in a lawmaker's position. Feels like a perfect fit to me. And most importantly, I'm a mother. I have two young men are my sons, and I'm very deeply concerned, as many people are, about the future for our younger generations. The future of this country is at stake, not only our national security, our standing on the world stage, our border security, but also the economic security for our families now and these younger generations.
And as you go through the campaign, talk about, as you've traveled around the district, what are some of the top concerns people have expressed?
Well, I'm running for a representative office, and these are not my, I wouldn't run for office if my personal concerns didn't resonate with my neighbors and the people who live in the 4th District, but I'm running on public safety and affordable economy and holding our state and federal and local governments accountable to the people that they serve, and that is the message I've heard all year long. I've been campaigning almost a year now. all across this most beautiful district. And the coastal communities, we have two-thirds of the coast in our district. They don't feel heard. They don't feel represented. And they're not. And that's why it is so important to vote. You pick your representative, the person that you think will stand up, be the independent voice for Oregon, for our special issues here. And, of course, we talked about the massive issue of our wildfires that are burning at epic proportions every year. This is what's really affecting the people who live here. And this border security, that's the federal issue. But we're seeing the fentanyl. We're seeing the homelessness, the drug addiction. We don't have services for these addicted. We have all these, nonprofits and agencies at the trough to take all this tax money and not produce results. And everybody is seeing it, and everybody is sick of it. And that's why they have to vote.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more in a moment. Monique Despain, Republican candidate for Congress on the program, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show with Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt coming up at 4 o'clock on tomorrow's program. Republican candidate for Attorney General Will Lathrop will be on Inside Douglas County. We're talking to Monique Despain, Republican candidate for Congress. I was looking back at the data for this district, not since the start of 1975 when John Dellenbach left office as a Republican, held this district. Ironically, when I was we won't say how old I was. In Medford, John Dellenbach was actually lived about a block down the street at that point, although I wasn't really aware of that at that age. Anyway, a lot of people have tried. A lot of Republicans have run for office over the years. And I guess one of the questions would be, what do you think that you offered that can finally get the GOP to get this seat after decades without it?
Well, I deliver common sense. I talked about my background, which has been a long, complete career of developing the tools that are needed to be a voice for the voiceless. And I've really stressed throughout my campaign, the truth is I'm not a career politician. I've never aspired to doing this, but our country's in trouble. Our state is in trouble. And what I deliver is a voice for Oregon, not a party stamp for the Republican Party. And, you know, I notice, you know, Democrats, too, they're particularly vitriolic and just angry and demeaning toward anyone who's not a Democrat. These are issues that affect everybody, and Democrats, Republicans, independents, Constitution Party, libertarians, they all deserve representation. We're not going to agree on everything. The abortion issue, for one thing, right? We're not going to agree on everything. I'm running a campaign on the issues that we can agree on and we can fix, and that's public safety, getting back to an affordable economy, and holding our government accountable to deliver on those two things, public safety and economic prosperity. So that's what's different in this campaign. The other thing that's different, what I have to offer, not a party stamp, a problem solver that uses common sense. And I'm not beholden to any special interest group. My donations, I'm very proud to report, are from people who can vote in the district. They're very concerned about these issues.
How do you feel like fundraising has gone for the campaign?
I'm raising just enough to win. And thank God for all the people who've generously contributed, people that, you know, just $25 to max out donations, people are giving everything they can, just like I am. You're giving it everything I can to take on this very worthy effort to bring results. Finally, we just have these elected officials that talk about the problems and never deliver results. And that's what you get with a career politician who's never had a real job, who just gets reelected on lies. I mean, I'm experiencing it personally. This elected Congresswoman Val Hoyle is telling her voters that I want to ban abortion. It's a flat out lie. But she does that so she can keep that job because it's the best job she's ever had. She gets to just get paid. FEC complaint just came in about her taking a vacation in Maine on the coast where the air was fresh and clean while we were choking on smoke of the wildfires of her district that she says she cares about. She wasn't here. This is what you get with a career politician. I am the opposite of that, and people are ready for change.
We mentioned the timber group that was backing you a while ago. What are some of the other organizations or maybe people of note that have backed your campaign?
And wonderful supporters. There were too many to put in the voters pamphlet. You know, there's only 325 words that you get to put in that voters pamphlet submission. So my endorsements are all listed at my website, MoniqueForCongress.com. And Crime Victims United, NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses, they evaluate sitting Congress people based on their actual votes. All right. So for the people who don't mind that their congresswoman is under federal investigation for doing favors at our taxpayer expense for her donors, just look at her votes. She votes against small businesses. National Federation of Independent Businesses rates her at 14 out of 100% possible because she votes for taxes, for regulation, all the things that crush small businesses. And as you know, small businesses are the backbone of our local economies in the 4th District. So that's an endorsement I'm very proud of, the NFIB. And then a lot of business and community leaders, law enforcement, Sheriff Hanlon, I'm very proud to have his endorsement because he knows we need a federal representative who understands we have cartels and human trafficking, drug trafficking in our neighborhoods in this district, in Douglas County and throughout the 4th District. So I have the endorsement of a number of the sheriffs that are in the district. Val Hoyle has no law enforcement support in our 4th District, and that speaks volumes. It just goes on and on. All of this is on my website at MoniqueForCongress.com.
When you got interested in running, given your background, did you ever consider starting at a different level than Congress, running for a state representative position or a county commissioner or something like that? What was it about Congress that caused you to take the big leap?
Well, I think that I'm uniquely prepared for Congress. I've spent a lot of time in D.C. at the Pentagon as well, and I understand government. I understand the law. And these issues that we've been talking about, national security, when I'm elected, I'll be the only congressperson in the Oregon delegation. The two senators, the six congresspeople, none of them have any national security experience at all. And they act like it. We need representation in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that's why I'm running there. That's where the need is right now.
What is your what's your schedule between now and Tuesday night? What kinds of things are you out doing?
I am reaching out to voters every minute of every day, and we have volunteers too that are calling, leaving voicemails. It's amazing how many people don't pick up their phones, but you will probably get voicemails to get out the vote for Monique to stay in if you're ready for public safety and getting back to an affordable economy. And I just continue to do that outreach, get on shows like yours. I really appreciate your giving me this opportunity to speak to your listeners. And we're going to have a couple of events where we have a bunch of people go down to the elections office and turn in our ballots together. It's an exciting stretch. You can imagine I spent every day of my life this past year reaching out to voters to tell them that I will stand up for them. All they have to do is vote for me and give me an opportunity to represent them.
About 40 seconds left. Give folks kind of your final pitch as to why they should vote for you.
Well, like I said, these elections are about choice and contrast, and you probably won't see such an extreme contrast, stark contrast between two choices as you will between Val Hoyle and Monique Despain. If you go to the voter's pamphlet, that is all you have to read. On her voter pamphlet submission that they were due in August, she doesn't mention homelessness, housing, wildfires, fentanyl, border security. She does not prioritize those issues for the 4th District, and that is all that I have promised to deliver. Those are the issues people are concerned about, so that is why you should vote for me.
Monique Despain, Republican candidate for Congress, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.